Caméléon, le journal en ligne des élèves du lycée franco-allemand de Saarbrück.
Caméléon, das Schülermagazin des deutsch-französischen Gymnasiums Saarbrücken.
Caméléon, the online student magazine by the deutsch-französisches Gymnasium Saarbrücken.
Hello, Mr. Bruno von Lutz. Could you introduce yourself before we get started?
Yes, hello. I'm Bruno von Lutz. I am the director of the German-American Institute Saarland in Saarbrücken. And I have been doing this for 9 years now after I taught English culture, literature and language at the university for a very long time. By now, I'm really into German-American relations and I enjoy my job very much.
Here are some questions for the interview on Caméléon. First of all, what does your job entail and how long have you been doing it?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 9 years. And the main thing is to improve or to strengthen German-American relations. For this, naturally, we do all kinds of projects. We do lectures on American history, on American politics, quite often also on anniversaries. For example, the famous singer Frank Sinatra died 25 years ago, and then we had a lecture on his death. Or we're going to do some, towards the end of the year, we're going to do some lectures on American presidents. No? So we are paid by the German Auswärtiges Amt, the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the American Außenministerium, the American Department of State. Because in order to carry out projects and other programs, you need money, you need people, and you need money. No. Okay.
Second question is, could you tell us exactly what the DAI does and how many are there in Germany?
Ah, yes. Perhaps some more information about the German-American Institute. We are 4 people working here, most part-time jobs. And we also have an intern, it's quite often a student of American studies from Saarbrücken, or currently we have a young woman. She is actually from India and she studies American studies at the University of Augsburg. And she's here for 6 weeks to work for us, to help us write mails, send out invitations and all that. No? And there are 10 other German-American institutes in Germany. Most of them are in southern Germany. And this is due to history, because after the Second World War, 1945, the Americans occupied southern Germany. You know, the British northern Germany, the French southwest Germany and Saarland and all that. So the Americans occupied southern Germany, and then they founded what at the time was called Amerika-Häuser, America houses. And by now, these are called German-American institutes. And the largest of these is in Munich. And there's also one in Freiburg and in Heidelberg, in Stuttgart and Tübingen and Nuremberg. So you can already see most of these are all in the south of Germany. Saarland, and there's one in Cologne. And there's one in Hamburg and one in Kiel and one in Leipzig. And this is already it. Yeah. So you see, in northern Germany, it's basically just, if you can call this north, Saarland, Cologne, Hamburg and Kiel. Yeah.
Ah, very interesting. And just a curious little question, where was the very first DAI in Germany built and when was it built?
I think the first was in Stuttgart in 1946, a year after the First World War, after the Second World War, I'm sorry. Yeah. And
no,
when you look at DAI Saarland, you perhaps know that after the Second World War, Saarland was under French administration, and on the 1st of January 1957, Saarland came back to Germany. And only 4 weeks later, 1st of February 1957, the Americans opened a library, which then developed into the German-American Institute. So the Americans immediately wanted to bring American values, American life, American history to people in Saarland.
Could you explain to us what makes the connection between the USA and Germany special?
Now, that is a difficult question. Yeah, and a very good question it is. Perhaps one could say, since the Second World War, since 1945, the relationship definitely has changed. For the older generation, people who were young in the 1940s, in the 1950s and 1960s, the relationship was, on the German side, one of gratefulness. Many Germans were grateful to the Americans that they had liberated Germany from the Nazis. On the American side, it was actually a willingness to help Germany come back from the utter destruction of the Second World War. There was a famous project which is called the Marshall Fund. Marshall was an American politician, and he had this idea to help Europe after the destruction of the Second World War. And there was a lot of money paid to reconstruct the buildings, to get the industry going and all that. So on the German side, it was mainly gratitude. And on the American side is the willingness to help. And today, many younger people are just interested in American culture, in American popular culture, because they don't remember the Second World War. They have no feeling of gratefulness. For them, America is just there, and America provides popular culture. The younger generation today is more interested in American popular culture. They go to fast food restaurants, to McDonald's and others. They listen to American pop music, rock music. They watch American films. They are on Instagram, or they watch films on Netflix. All these are American products in a way. This is all American popular culture. So the relationship between the Germans and the Americans today is one of, on the German side, one of getting American pop culture, and on the American side, providing pop culture to Germany, for example, or to the world, in a way. Or young people wear T-shirts with the American flag. They wear baseball caps. They wear Nike sneakers. So it's wherever you look, it's American culture. It's a totally different relationship nowadays. I hope I made myself clear here.
It's clear. And the next question, what are the connections between our school, the DFG, and the German-American Institute?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We actually came to your school, I think, two or even three times with American diplomats, people then who spoke to your students. The last time was with the American Consul General, der amerikanische Generalkonsul, and he gave a talk to your fellow students, and we discussed quite a few topics. And apart from that, I taught English at the local university, and several of your English teachers are my students. For example, Frau Pasterkamp.
That's her
name. Yeah, she's a former student of mine.
Really interesting. Next question. Well, last but not least, you taught young people for a really long time. Which recommendation would you give to high school students who would like more exposure to English?
That's also a good question. Yes. Yeah. Well, watch English films, whether it's American films or English films, British films, doesn't matter in the end. Watch films. And then as soon as you finish your time in high school, go for a year to America, go for a year to Britain, or if you find the opportunity, go for a year as a high school student. There is the possibility for high school exchanges with American schools. The best thing is to live in the country. And because language, I'm sure your teachers will also tell you this, language is not just language, it is always also culture. You know, when you learn the language, you also learn the culture. And when you learn the culture, you also learn the language. You know, especially when you live in the foreign country. You know?
Thank you very much for answering and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a nice interview. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that tremendously. Thank you. Yeah. All best. No? Have a nice weekend. No? Okay.
Bye.
Bye.